K Country 102.3, B-Town's Country Station. What's up? I'm Joel D. And joining me right now on the phone is singer, songwriter, and I have to throw this in there too because he's way better than me and I wish I could do this, but rapper Colt Ford joins us. What's up, Colt?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. Just kind of getting excited for the big day here. 2 weeks away, and you and Toby Keith going to be down in Sioux Falls at the Denny, May 20th. We're so excited for that. And before we went on air, we talked a little bit about how, you know, you kind of been grinding it out, but you're going to be our first big concert back at the Denny. We've had a few little ones. So how's it been so far for you with everything coming back to normal?
Well, you know what? I'm just so excited to play again. I mean, I've been playing some shows already, but to play a big show with one of my best friends and Toby, who's a, you know, daggum Hall of Famer and one of the best that's ever done it. We always have so much fun together. And I'm so impressed with how y'all have handled everything out there. Your governor, sorry, I might have had a wreck here driving along. Your governor out there, she's unbelievable. I just think it's awesome. But I'm so excited to be able to play music and play live music and get after it. Golly, I can't stand it.
Yep. Well, we're super excited for that. So we'll talk a little bit more about the concert here in a bit. But I got to ask you a couple things because you're no stranger to South Dakota. You were just here last year. You're doing concerts, but you were at the Sanford International last year doing some golf, because some people might not know this, but besides being one hell of a singer and rapper and whatnot, you actually were a pro golfer. So do you have plans to come back in 2021? And how did that go last year?
It was unbelievable. You know, I played the tour for a long time, and I know when most people see me, they don't think golfer, they think like male model or something like that. And, you know, I have to deal with that. And that was the only tournament last year that had fans at it, and I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was an unbelievable time. The fans were out there. They got, and what was crazy is I was supposed to be there to play the show around the same time that I ended up getting to play the golf tournament. So it worked out incredible. I love that golf course. The fans were amazing. And it was just, that was the first time I had played in a professional event in a long, long time. You know, and just to get back out there with a lot of my buddies that I grew up playing with. And I played pretty good, too. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, I got a special place in my heart. But things don't keep going crazy like some of these places, I might move out there and hang out with y'all. I like it up there.
Hey, we'd be down for that 100%, that's for sure. Okay, so in 2019, you put out your most recent album, We the People. You collab with a bunch of artists. Jimmy Allen's on there, Eddie Montgomery. I love Lucky Scars, but my favorite jam off of that album is Slow Ride with Mitchell Tenpenny, because, I mean, just the way you sing and rap just gets me going 100%. Something to cruise with the windows down too. So how cool is that to be able to just collaborate with a bunch of random people too? And, you know, they're excited to be on the album with you.
I love doing it. I wouldn't say I was the pioneer, but nobody had done as many collaborations on a record, on one record, as I did when I put out Ride Through the Country. And it was just kind of, you know, it's just kind of something I did. It's so awesome to work with all these unbelievable artists. I mean, Mitchell Tenpenny is one of the best new young artists I've seen in a long time. He's a great guy. I mean, and that song is just, it felt so good when we got done. It's just fun. It just puts you in that good mood where you want to just roll the windows down and do what it just said, just take you a slow ride. I mean, it's, I love doing that. I got everybody was unsure what to do with music during the pandemic. Do you put stuff out? Do you wait? What do you do? I've got close to 30 songs recorded, so I'm about to hit them with all kinds of music. I got some cool new stuff coming, some songs with some people that I've never worked with before, which is fun. I got one with Matt Stell, which is a really cool song. I got a bunch of cool stuff that's going to be on this record, and a lot more with me by myself doing it, you know, just by myself too, which that's a different thing for me as well. But I'm just excited to put out new music, get a chance to play again. I just love playing. In full disclosure, I had to get on an antidepressant during the pandemic.
Oh, really?
When you see me, I'm normally smiling my face. I mean, that's just who I am. I'm a pretty happy guy. I love people. I love meeting people. And I mean, I was straight up like, I was sad. I mean, like really sad, depressed. Like this is, I've averaged 130 shows a year for like 12 years, and all of a sudden I played like 29.
Right.
And, you know, and it's like, and not just that from the fans too, but like my guys, my crew, my band, like, you know, they're my family. It's not a hobby that they what we do. This is their job. And then all of a sudden, after PPP money ran out, I was like, I don't have any money to pay my guys, and I don't make the kind of money some of these other big artists make, and which is fine with me. I'm a worker. I'm blue collar. I'm God, family, friends, America, and I just like working. I love the fans because I've just always realized that I wouldn't be anything without them, and it's great to be able to come back and start playing again. But at the same time, we're still not doing meet and greets and things because even the venues are still a little worried about that. So I'm still a little sad about that because I love meeting the people. They're the reason I get to play music. So I love shaking their hands and hearing the stories. I just love playing music.
That's one of my favorite things about you too, is that you're like the people's artist. That's one thing we love about you.
I'm one of them. I mean, the things I'm talking about in my songs, I either did them or I was standing there watching my buddy do it or whatever. Like I just love the fans, and they're the reason we all exist. So I get frustrated when I see some of these artists start to thinking they're a little too cool to sign autographs or take pictures or something. It's like, I don't care. You catch me at Walmart, whatever, and Gene Short. I just don't care about that. I care about the fans, and they're the reason I'm here. So I want to shake their hand and take a picture and tell them thank you for giving me a chance to play music or listen to it or whatever.
Absolutely. And, 2020 was a hard year, and, your music gets people through it too. So, I know on your end you were down, but at the same time you were lifting people up with putting out stuff because you guys did a little playoff of one of your older albums, Chicken and Biscuits, and you did a quarantine video and did it Chicken and Distance. That was pretty cool though.
Yeah, it was fun. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs I've ever had. And you just had to try to figure out different ways to connect and do that. And, everybody's handled it differently, but we're starting to get back now, and I thought your governor out there was unbelievable, and the way she handled everything, and the way y'all handled it at the state. Just, I ain't from there, but I was proud for y'all, I can tell you that.
I don't feel like anything changed really. Like, there were still things, live music wasn't happening. So, as a radio DJ, that kind of like hits me in the heart too, is, the same as right. You probably. So when you don't have that aspect, it sucks. But at the same time, I feel like we were still doing pretty good here in South Dakota. So,
yeah, I mean, to see the interaction with the people, and I mean, I had lots of people like, I wasn't out there. I was like, normal.
Normal
to me. I was like, I said, everybody else is freaking out. They seem to have it under control in South Dakota. I don't know what everybody else's problem is, but I had a blast.
Okay, before we jump into the new music and the concert, I have to ask you one more thing. My program director, he's a big fan of older country music and whatnot, and one of our songs that we have of you in our rotation is Convoy by C.W. McCall that you covered a while back, actually. I think you did that, 2010?
Oh, Lord, no. That may have been even longer than that, but it's okay. A while ago. It was funny. His family, sometimes they haven't been cool with people recording that song, and they told me, they said, we thought you did as good a version of that as has ever been done, and that made me super happy. I mean, people are like, are you going to switch it up? I'm like, no, I'm not going to switch it up. You don't mess with stuff like that. I was just paying homage to it and thought it was just great to be able to do it.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. That was the one thing I noticed, too. You didn't switch it up. You didn't rap. You didn't do anything. You sang it normally.
No. You don't mess with stuff like that. And, I've been called certain things and accused of certain things, and it's funny to me now since I've come out, and now I'm like, heck, I sound more like, Conway Twitty or Merle Haggard than some of these new country artists. I mean, compared to when I came out, everybody's like, oh, you're so different. And I'm like, I sound like this, and wait till you hear some of this new stuff. I don't know what you heard, but it's like a lot of new stuff is like so daggum country, it's unbelievable. So I just have fun, man. You might not like it, but in some instances, but I can tell you what, it's honest, it's who I am. I am a country boy. I'm singing about, I know I might deliver it a little different, but if you listen to what I'm talking about, it is country, it is God, family, friends, America, hard work. It's everything that most country people value.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, speaking of new music, like you said, you've been in the studio recording, you got an album planned for later on this year, but you do have a new song that you're going to be releasing sometime the end of May when country comes back. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's funny, and the song, obviously the timing of it is kind of cool, and it didn't have anything to, that song was written before any of this stuff happened.
Oh, really? But, okay.
Oh, yeah, it really was, but it's pretty fitting for, where we were with what's going on, so it ended up working out all right. So I'm excited about that.
Cool. Yeah, we're excited to have that come out here at the end of the month. So will you be playing that, or are you going to be playing some of the newer stuff at the concert?
You know, it's been tough getting back to playing from the standpoint of I lost two of my guitar players during the pandemic. They both had to basically quit music. It's all they've ever done, and that makes me sad. So I got some new players, and so moving some things around, switching some things up. I think when country comes back, I'll probably be in there real soon, if not out there for you guys. I need to try to work that thing in, especially if you start playing it for them. I need to be able to play it for them too.
Get it in there. Absolutely. So, okay, let's talk about the concert. It's coming up here in 2 weeks, May 20th, down in Sioux Falls at the Denny. We're super pumped. It's you, Toby Keith, Chancey Williams, and we're excited for it. And it's a Thursday. So I have to say this, Colt. It's a Thursday, and we might need you to give us some sick notes or something for Friday, because when you come, I can guarantee South Dakota is going to show up and party with you.
Well, I guarantee you, and Toby ain't played in a while, and Toby and I are really, I mean, he's one of my better friends. I promise you, there's going to be a party when we get there in South Dakota. We are going to flat get after it.
Sounds good, dude. We're super excited for you. And, hey, I appreciate you taking some time with us. And I think you got a show tonight, actually. You're down in Mississippi.
Yeah, Hattiesburg, Mississippi tonight. I'm in Alabama tomorrow, and it won't be long. We'll be headed that way. I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there and play with you guys, and I'm just super excited, especially to have full big show, big crowd. Well, I promise you, you're going to see some things go on with me and Toby. You'll probably see us on stage together at some point. You ain't going to want to miss it, I can tell you that.
I don't know if we have red solo cups at the Denny, but whatever it is, I'm going to be raising up and singing along, that's for sure.
I promise you, Toby and I will bring some with us. Don't you worry.
All right. Sounds good, Cole. Well, hey, you have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you here in a couple of weeks, and we're looking forward to it, man.
Joel, thanks so much. I can't wait to see everybody out there. We're going to have a party. I look forward to it. See y'all in a few weeks.